Had my mother still been alive, she would have said, Elsa, why on earth would you buy a pension? You are much too old to carry on like that. You are a 51-year-old woman with an aching back and bad feet. Your husband is lazy. He sits all day long waiting to win the lotto and smokes too many cigars. He is an old man. Your children are fully grown. You will soon be a grandmother. What do you know about managing a pension? What do you know about cooking and cleaning or mopping a floor? It is time for your children to make their own lives. You know Mila will meet a nice young man, marry, and have babies to care for. You will be left all alone. What are you thinking? You are Meshuggene. Father's eyes would have twinkled. In his gentle, calm manner, he would have said,
Elsa, ever since you were a young girl, you have always been a little bullheaded and much too stubborn for your own good. If I gave you my advice, maybe you would listen, maybe you would not. It is your mother's fault. She spoiled you when you were a child.
So perhaps they were right. Perhaps just like Mila, I was a little crazy in the head. Mother and father were no longer there to help guide me and give me advice. But I could still hear their voices telling me to be cautious, to be careful, to go slowly, to take one step at a time, just like when I was a child growing up in Germany. Life was different now. I was older. This wasn't Königsberg. This was Naples. I was married and had raised 4 fully grown children of my own. With the growing madness sweeping Germany and our little fascist egomaniac with his bold ideas for Italy, we were living in a time when it seemed the whole world was destined to become a little crazy in the head. None of us needed to be reminded.